I would like to comment on the city's left-hand right-hand handling of the water main break happening in Capriole at this time. Soon after 12:30 p.m. on July 21, I was told while traveling home that Capriole had no water, so I called 311 asking where they would supply water and if at the Public Works Depot I would stop along my way. I was told by the customer service representative to go buy it at the store, as the city does not supply water. I stated I pay a hefty water bill to the city for just two people living in my home, but again I was told no water would be given out. I also mentioned the apparently 2 to 3 hour wait for the water main to be repaired, and the city representative asked where I got that info as she knew nothing about it, yet my husband was told this when he called 311 to report the outage. Once at home, I read on Sudbury.com that the health unit was reporting it was unsafe to drink the water until it was tested for safety, but the city was making a water buggy available for people in Capriole. I again called 311 asking the location of the buggy. A male customer service representative quite rudely asked where I got that information as they were not told this. I explained that Sudbury.com had it on their site, and his reply was to call Sudbury.com for more information. When I informed him, the story said Public Health Sudbury and Districts was advised the city would be stationing the water buggy in Capriole. I was told to call them. I found his replies quite puzzling and expressed frustration that even though I pay a water bill to the city, I couldn't get a clear answer. Again, his rude reply was to the effect that, yes, I do pay for water, but right now it is broken. I then called the health unit and spoke to a first person who knew nothing about the situation, so I was transferred to a voicemail that stated I would get a call back within one business day. When I reached a person, the health unit representative told me the water buggy is at the Public Works building on Capriole Lake Road. It had been more than 3 hours since the water was off at this point and still no help from the city. I called my local citizen service center but only got the voicemail, so my husband walked over to find out where the water buggy would be located. All he found was a note on the door stating the office was closed due to the water main break. Why would this building be closed when instead of trying to call 311 sitting on the line being the 16th person in queue, Capriole taxpayers could drop in or call to find out if help was forthcoming? I again called 311 and spoke to someone called Katie who confirmed the water buggy was located at the Public Works building on Capriole Lake Road. I asked why the buggy was located in Hanmer instead of Capriole, where the water main break actually occurred. How are seniors and public housing tenants supposed to get to Hanmer to fill containers, and who has many suitable containers sitting at home? Katie stated this was not a planned outage, so there are no plans. What kind of bamboozlement is this? The city has many water main breaks all over and they do not have an emergency plan in place? Linda Durkic, Capriole.